In the age of Common Core standards, it's getting harder for educators to justify teaching art for art's sake, especially at Title I schools that enroll a high number of children from low-income households. But at Escalante Elementary in Salt Lake City's Rose Park neighborhood, one teacher is trying to make it work. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
What happens to those water droplets after they evaporate? Where do they go?
They go up in the sky.
I'm sitting in a classroom watching kids learn about the water cycle, specifically the different kinds of clouds that can form. But this is not science class. This isn't even a science teacher. This is Megan Smith, and she teaches theater.
I want you to make a shape that is a serious cloud shape. That means, is it puffy and round and cotton ball?
No.
No, it's wispy and long and straight and high like cobwebs and like cotton candy stretched out.
The students stretch themselves out, arms reaching, some standing on one leg. And as an observer, it doesn't look like theater exactly.
It's a different way of teaching. It's going to reach kids in a way that sitting in a desk is not going to reach them.
Smith teaches the fourth graders at Escalante Elementary twice a week. And in these hour-long drama workshops, the students have learned some acting skills, like projecting their voices for the stage and using their bodies to express emotion. But also, the students have been learning a lot about weather, and they seem to be responding to it, including fourth grader Sunshine Mallow. Is it nice to shake it up a little bit?
Yeah, it really is. And, well, I like our drama teacher. She's really fun. She tries to make things fun.
So there's theater in education, which is what I'm doing. And it's different than theater for performance in that it's not necessarily, our end goal is not to be wonderful and have this great, beautiful performance. Our end goal is to learn.
Now, Smith did not get into theater to teach science. She studied theater education because she loves to act. She also loves the emotional growth that comes when students learn to act. And she stresses that art for art's sake is very important.
But in the educational climate right now, it's not a reality. There's very few places that can afford to do art for art's sake. So we have to find another way to put it into what they're doing.
The arts can easily become overlooked at a Title I school like Escalante. About half of the school's 450 students are English language learners, and 80% qualify for free or reduced lunch. In a lot of ways, the odds are against these kids, and improving their academic scores is the priority. Stephanie Hanks is one of the school's fourth grade teachers. She says there's pushback to anything that goes beyond traditional instruction.
Well, from a lot of teachers you would hear, there's no time for that. There's so much academics to get in. And it's very true. There's no time to do anything. There's no time to do all the academics that they want us to do.
But Hanks knows her students need a break. They need to do something they enjoy. And fortunately, Smith's drama workshops do that and provide instruction that matches Utah's core curriculum standards. It's using theater as a means to an end, rather than the end itself.
There is definitely no dilution in that.
Kelsey Ellis is the assistant director for Salt Lake City's Art Council. She put together the $2,000 grant that makes these drama workshops possible. The Art Council works to get arts into local schools any way they can.
Maybe they can't set aside 30 minutes a day or a week to do just visual arts, but if you can integrate that into another subject, then you can use some of those other times.
To some art purists, a word like integrate might sound like defeat. But it's also the reason that on a Wednesday afternoon, a group of fourth graders are out from their desks and up on their feet. Lee Hale, KUER News.